Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so Jody and David are waiting to enter the studio, but you know, we often talk about the bonus content you get when you subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. What I don't often mention, though, is that subscribing has other benefits, too. We have a growing community of listeners on our Patreon page where everyone comes together to talk about politics in a safe environment free of trolls and a-holes. There's the Bob Seska Show chat room on the Patreon app, the comment sections under each episode, and you can send me direct messages about the show, too. So sign up for at least $1 a month at patreon.com/BobSeskaShow, and we'll see you over there, right? Thanks so much for supporting this podcast, and now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Bob Seska. You really are sick.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, March 28, 2024, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi there, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1,164 of the Biden-Harris administration, 222 days until the 24th presidential election. You can find me on Threads and Instagram. The Bob Seska is my handle. Let's see, Blue Sky, Bob Seska, and our Patreon page is BobSeskaShow.com. And those two fine-looking folks over there, it's the Goth Ninjas.
Yeah.
It is Spicy Jody Hamilton. She is the showrunner, executive producer of The Stephanie Miller Show, patreon.com/StephanieMillerShow, and sexyliberal.com for tour dates. And David Ferguson, fresh off his appearance on previously mentioned Stephanie Miller Show. His music project is Astral Summer, patreon.com/AstralSummer. And congratulations, David. You used profanity on the radio again this week, so I'm so proud of you. Nicely done.
You guys, I really like, I spend so much time around other adults.
Yeah.
And not
I know.
On actual terrestrial radio that I apparently have a much dirtier potty mouth than I thought I did.
Yeah, I know. But we love you. And when you said it, I like stood up and cheered. I was like, wow, he's so adorable. Oh, and look, he just said the S word. Oh, wonderful. Well,
Stephanie did it last week, so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think she dropped an F-bomb last week.
That's so fun. And you know,
F-bomb inspiring times.
It is. And last night on John Fugelsang's show, I blurted out MF-er. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh my God, was I allowed to say that? Oh, that's right. It's Sirius XM. I can say whatever I want. Okay. Well, David, you looked adorable. You were funny as hell on the show this week. Congratulations on another successful appearance on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have three. I'm like 3 hours ahead of everybody on the West Coast. So I've had that much more coffee by the time I'm on the show.
I know.
So yeah. I'm like, I'm bringing the jokes. Ah! I'm a little nauseated, a little sweaty, but oh my God, so enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Let's start here. The brand new Bob Seska Show Mall is open for business. And for the next couple of days, you still get 35% off all products in our store, our brand new store over at TeePublic. All you got to do is go to bobseska.com, click the new store link, just under my bulbous head at the top, right next to the logo, right there, bobsesca.com. So we've got the Itchy Dick's Barn Grill logo featuring T-Rex. Tell them T-Rex sent you. That was from last week's show. It's like, oh, well, I got to make a T-shirt of that. No one knows what we're talking about.
That's what those guys are. They're like frontal hemorrhoids.
Yes, that's such an accurate way to describe them. Jody's laugh just cracked me up for some reason. You know what I just added? I just added a brand new Jetpacks Made of Beef shirt design thing. You can
What's
get
that
it.
Sound?
That's, oh yeah, the Jetpacks Made of Beef. Yeah, so those of you familiar with this show know what we're talking about because, yeah, there it goes. You think that's the funniest thing in the world? That's
I just the fact that we all three blow raspberries at once.
I mean, it's louder
for it.
Our raspberries
are beautiful.
Our raspberries are actually louder than the jetpack noise itself. But that's the thing we always talk about when Donald Trump is making all these ridiculous promises and ludicrous claims about what he's done and what he's going to do. Well, the next thing he's going to do is offer to give everyone jetpacks made of beef, and then we've got to play the sound, which goes like this, and then. I'm not going to do it again.
Ah, come on.
Yeah. But you know, what's significant about this particular design, the Jetpacks Made of Beef design, it is, I think, the first cartoon character I've drawn in over 10 years. I used to do it for a living. I used to run an animation studio for about 10 years. And so I did a lot of drawing in that time. And so when I was done, I was like, I don't feel like drawing anymore. And then I did it. I said, you know what? We need a great Jetpacks Made of Beef t-shirt. And so I drew a little guy in an astronaut suit with show-themed colors and strapped to a jetpack made of beef. And then it just says jetpacks made of beef underneath in a big bulbous logo. So go pick up all kinds of things and make
Coming
sure.
Soon.
Yeah.
The Spicy Jody hot sauce t-shirt.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We're going to do that too. Yeah. Spicy Jody hot sauce.
Which Darryl Dickey Itchy Dicks.
Yes.
Use nothing but Spicy Jody hot sauce. Mm, oh my God.
Oh my God. There's.
So, when you go to the store, make sure to navigate around to the other products. I mean, for example, the baseball style shirts have their own listing. It's not part of the other t-shirt pages. Ah. So if you rather have the 3/4 length sleeve baseball shirts, you got to scroll down or scroll to the side. I don't know how the hell it works. How does my store
that
work?
That is like the ultimate Bob Sesca clothing item, I think, is the Rush baseball tee.
You can get all
tee.
Sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can get
everything. It's TeePublic's great about that.
Yeah. Cell phone cases, wall art. I mean, all the designs that we have in our store, you can get them printed out on a canvas or on a poster size piece of paper to hang on your wall if you want to, if you're into that sort of thing. There are pillows, tote bags. What else? The only thing we don't have, the thing that I decided not to do, are clothing items for your babies. We don't do the baby clothes on the store. Maybe we eventually will.
We did them for dogs and cats.
Yeah.
I have a confession. Whatever it is that makes people like babies,
yeah,
I've got none of it. The day God handed that out, because like people pull out pictures of their babies.
Same.
And everyone gathered. It's like if you're a woman in the room and someone pulls out their baby pictures and you don't immediately go, ooh, everyone looks at you like you're a witch, I've noticed. Like,
yeah, I know that feeling.
I don't think your baby is cute. I really don't.
Yeah. See,
They look like weird little British prime ministers, and they'll suddenly make noises louder than a table saw if you breathe on them wrong.
We got to get into politics, but yeah, along those lines, I think I told this story on the show already, but it bears repeating in this context, is that Kimberly and I were at Kimberly's sister's wedding last summer, and there was a baby there, and we went into the area where all the bridesmaids got dressed, and it was like their vestibule area, and there was a baby hanging out, just a little baby, and the mom, of course, was there too, but the baby was on the floor.
I was kind of imagining the baby just sort of kicking back
baby.
With a martini.
I would hope the mom was there, some parental unit or some adult was there to take care of said child.
The baby was smoking a cigar, which meant that it was obviously not super much. No, I'm kidding. But the baby was just laying there. And, you know, literally the first thing to pop in my head is, wow, that baby's going to see some shit. Because I'm thinking my first thought was climate crisis. That's when I saw Cute Baby.
I thought this was a statement about your Italian family.
No. This was Kimberly's sister's wedding, not Italian family had nothing to do with it. But I immediately went to the climate crisis. I was like, okay, well, this baby born in 2023 is going to be, 80 in 2103? And by 2103... we're kind of fucked unless we do something fucked, serious right now. What's that?
Thanks for that. I mean, we may wait in November. Don't get happy, but
I know
it's inevitable that human beings are going to be extinct by the time that baby is ready to retire.
But I can't help it. That was the first thing that popped into my head.
If you said it out loud to its parents,
your poor baby is going to see some shit.
You know, looking at your baby and thinking, "Bad, it's probably going to be lucky to get 50 years old the way things are going."
That baby better get used to hauling sandbags because you're going to have to.
I mean, you know, does he have gills by any chance? Gills?
Okay, so Donald Trump attacked Judge Mershon and his daughter on Troth Central. Was it Troth Central?
Truth Central.
On that shithole website that he just went public with. Whole separate issue, but let me read.
Do we have the Truth Central noise? Or what did he say? There it is!
Troth Central. There goes the hubcap. Troth Central servers have hubcaps, strangely enough.
Every time.
But that's going to be the that's going to be the stock. That's going to be the Troth Central stock in a matter of weeks, if not months, somewhere in that range. I swear to God, because the stock price right now is not based on any fundamentals or any sort of business model. In fact, Troth Central is losing piles and piles and piles of money. And so right now you're getting a lot of people buying the stock just as a novelty. Certainly a lot of idiot red hats buying Donald Trump's stock. Like moron. Have they not seen Donald Trump's history of failed businesses? Do they not know? Can we not explain to them the fact that Trump steaks and Trump vodka and all that?
Yeah. Can't remember anything that happened more than 15 minutes ago.
Right, right.
You know, like it just, whichever way today's resentment winds are blowing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In fact, we're going to get back to Judge Mershon and his daughter and this threat because I've got the Troth here. But while we're talking about Troth Central, I have this audio. The Daily Show, 2 years after we started talking about
China.
Whoops. Wrong thing. Not that. We started.
Kish. I've got it in cash.
I know. We started talking about
Truth Central.
So, yeah, that was 2 years ago. That was April 2022. Yeah. Just now, The Daily Show has caught on to the Truth Central meme and made this bit.
Are you tired of lamestream social media apps that don't give you free speech? Check out Truth Truth Central. What is Truth Truth Central? It's three things. Truth, Truth, and Central. Why did we start Troth Truth Central? It's self-explanatory.
We had to give the American people their voice back by building something called Troth Truth Central.
Troth Truth Central. It's the future of Central Mordia Media.
It's got Troth Truth and Central. Awesome. I love being ahead of the curve.
I think they did it because of the IPO. I think that's why they did it just now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Just but I feel like the people in the Daily Show writing room, they were like, oh, we've got years of backlog that we can go through now. We don't have to like work as hard.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We've just got a pile in the archives right here, so we can just borrow from
things
that.
Things we saw happening at the time, and we're like, man, I wish the Daily Show was going.
Yeah. So here's what Donald Trump posted on Troth Truth Central, which has Troth Truth and Central. He said, Judge Juan Mershon, who is suffering from an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome. And then the parenthetical begins, whose daughter represents crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Adam Shifty Shift, and other radical liberals, has just posted a picture of me behind bars, her obvious goal, and makes it completely impossible for me to get a fair trial, has now issued another illegal, un-American, unconstitutional order as he continues to try and take away my rights. This judge, by issuing a vicious gag order, and gag order is capitalized and in quotes.
I don't think he wrote this one. I don't think this one's too literate. It makes too much. He hasn't like completely gone off the rails.
I don't know. You seem to have forgotten gotten the long run-on sentence in the parentheses. Jesus. Well, so this judge, by issuing his vicious gag order, is wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement, including the fact that crooked Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, and their hacks and thugs are tracking and following me across the country, obsessively trying to persecute me while everyone knows I have done nothing wrong. That was, let's see, two sentences. And then
how
he continued.
How many times a week does he say, I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. Anyone who says I've done nothing wrong that many times a day has done some shit wrong.
Of course he has. It's always a confession, isn't it? So that was just part one. So he had more to say about this issue. So he writes another truth and it says, page two. Just like Paul Harvey. So let me get this straight. The judge's daughter is allowed to post pictures of her dream of putting me in jail. The Manhattan DA is able to say whatever lies about me he wants, and the judge can violate our laws and constitution at every turn, but I am not allowed to talk about the attacks against me and the lunatics trying to destroy my life and prevent me from winning the 2024 presidential election, which I am dominating, question mark?
Yeah, see, I mean, even though this is crazy, I don't think he wrote it. I think this is like, what's his face? The golf caddy.
Yeah, it was Walt Nauta who wrote this, maybe. Sometimes you can tell if Don Jr.'s written one of his troths.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Yeah, because it always sounds like Don Jr.'s on coke.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
So maybe
the judge's daughter isn't allowed to be mad that her email and texts and private, you know, cell phone have blown up with people calling for her to be raped and beheaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Judge Marchand just issued a gag order the other day. And Donald Trump knows this. He's acutely aware of the fact that Juan Marchand and his daughter, as well as Alvin Bragg and Alvin Bragg's family, are not mentioned in the gag order. I'm going to read this thing because to make sure we're all clear in terms of what's in the gag order and what's not. Because when I posted that, everyone's like, nah, of course he's included in the gag order. And I said, well, no, I don't think so. Okay, so here are the parameters of the gag order. Making or directing orders to make public statements about known or reasonable foreseeable witnesses concerning new participation in the investigation or in this criminal proceeding. Then B, making or directing others to make public statements about 1, counsel in the case other than the district attorney, 2, members of the court staff and the district attorney's staff, or 3, the family members of any counsel or staff member, if those statements are made with the intent to materially interfere with or to cause others to materially interfere with counsel's or staff's work in the criminal case, or with the knowledge that such interference is likely to result, and making or directing others to make public statements about any prospective juror or any juror in this criminal proceeding. So I don't see how that includes the judge. It says the family members of any counsel or staff member.
The judge isn't part of the staff? No.
Some people were saying that.
I think he's not saying himself, you go after me all you want, like I think Chutkin said and others have said.
Yeah.
But you can't go after his court reporter. You can't go after the bailiffs. And this is a criminal court, so it's much bigger deal.
In fact, right here, it does exclude the district attorney himself, Alvin Bragg. So it says counsel
right,
in the case.
He should. I mean, he's fine.
Other than the district attorney. So Donald Trump could still go after Alvin Bragg and make threats against Bragg's family. I don't see anything here that includes the judge. So Donald Trump is free and clear, at least in terms of the law. I mean, ethically, that's a whole separate issue. Donald Trump doesn't have any ethics or values. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was a gag order in the next few days. I hope there is, because I can't even imagine.
I really wish it was a literal gag that they would put on him.
Oh, God.
Like a ball gag?
Yeah, like a ball gag.
You go on TV all you want, but you can't actually. It'll be like.
Make him dress like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
That's right.
Seal him up. you get one of those like seal a meal vacuum sealer things that people use for fresh food. And he's like,
yeah. But I can't even imagine being Juan Marchand's daughter today. I mean, the death threats she must be getting. the horrendous email, the horrendous snail mail.
Her social media and email and cell phone are probably all completely unusable.
Yeah, right now
because they're just being deluged with garbage.
Well, that's the pisser. It's very easy to find people on the internet if you need to track down an address or something like that. Unless you've used one of those services that delete you from the internet, essentially. So it's very easy to find that shit and then go after public officials. But it's just weird that Judge Mershon didn't include himself and his daughter or any of his family members.
He should include his family members at this point if the original order didn't say that. He will now because he keeps threatening her.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, because it's only a matter of time before some crazy red hat takes matters into his own hands.
Yeah.
And I pretty much assume that if that happens to you, if like he does, you know, you just like forget it, like walk away from every cell, get a new burner phone and just drop everything. Because it's just, can you imagine the toxic deluge?
Yeah. It would be unlivable. Fonnie Willis was talking about how she had to actually move.
She had to move. Yeah. Well, the thing is certain people have a certain level of notoriety, whether it's good or bad. I highly recommend they put everything in the name of a trust that doesn't include their name.
That is a good idea. And, I've even thought about contacting one of those services that takes your address and phone number off of those websites. But is it really worth it? Do those things even work?
Let me talk to – well, we'll edit this part out maybe, but I can talk to – my brother is a cybersecurity guy, Bob. I think he might be able to hook you up.
Okay. Because I've been worried about that.
He did all my stuff for me when I got added on that white supremacist board years ago. He does the thing where he's like he's like, I'm going to try to come at you. I'm going to figure out like where – you know, he's got the white hat thing. You know, he has
It's an obvious risk that we all take if we use our real names in our work. And that's a danger, but I think it's a danger we're prepared to face, I guess. But
makes me think about all those Gen Z kids that are covering up their faces and their parents' pictures now because they're just like, you know, I don't consent.
Yeah.
To this. And like they've been like online since they were born.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like you know, right after I quit drinking in 2006, 2007, when YouTube was growing, and I was like, I'm so glad I got sober now.
Because, we didn't have this shit when I was in college. Jesus.
Oh,
high school, junior high. Can you imagine? Like,
I was a perfect child in high school, so it wouldn't matter.
I never would have.
It was like the bullying potential for this shit, for the school fag whatever. I mean,
Well, you know what? With the internet, I never would have graduated if the internet had been around when I was in college. There's just no way. It would have been
a
disaster.
Given the early adopter that you are, I could totally see you actually having to serve time in prison for going in and fixing people's grades and like hacking the school system computer.
So you're saying I'm like Matthew Broderick in War Games or Ferris Bueller. So.
Yeah, no, I could totally
you're
see
Ferris
you doing
Bueller
that.
Ferris Bueller and Matthew Broderick combined.
Combined, that's right. But I was not.
Very good singers.
Yes, and you know, I had a Commodore 64. That was my first computer ever.
Wow.
And I got that in eighth grade. But it wasn't hooked up to the internet or anything like that. And I couldn't program on it.
It totally would have been like, you would have been like, that. You would have hit the school when their password was actually like, password.
Yeah.
Those are the days when a character in a movie could easily hack into NORAD. You know, in the 80s when we were facing an existential threat from the Soviet Union and like 1983, I think that's when War Games came out. That was the closest we ever came to annihilating ourselves in the Cold War, 1983.
Yeah.
And that was the year.
Somewhere in there. There was a year that there was like a nuclear sub that detected a bunch of incoming.
Yeah, well, there was also Ronald Reagan saying that the missiles start launching. He joked in an open mic something about how the missiles are going to start launching in 5 minutes or something like that. And the Soviet defenses went into full alert. Like they thought he actually meant it. Because obviously you're going to get a lost in translation situation with the joke. But you don't joke about shit like that of the Cold War. Yeah. But, and going back to our private lives and what we were talking about with regard to retribution from red hats or MAGA trolls or whoever, we had this discussion a few weeks ago, if I recall correctly, where we were talking about what happens if Donald Trump wins. And I was talking about, I'm looking at Toronto, like I'm looking at Canada. We got so much shit in the comments on Patreon. Like, don't you dare run away, Seska Ferguson. Don't you go anywhere, because I was like, oh, look.
I am of no use to y'all if I get shot through the head. Okay? I know. You know, it's like Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Up in the mountains. There's like,
well, that's still part of the United States, but okay.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's vulnerable
still USA,
to hurricanes,
baby.
And yet not a real place for racism.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's everything. Yeah. And like, you send a bunch of most Puerto Ricans, 23andMe just comes back with a shrug emoji. Like, yeah, it's everything. It's like, but European, Islander, black, white.
But the bottom line in all of this, though, is this is how Donald Trump operates. And to do this whole who me bullshit when he was talking about a bloodbath, it still infuriates me, because this is the kind of shit that he does all the time. He just did it. This is Donald Trump's standard operating procedure. He attacks people's families, knowing that he doesn't actually have to say, go intimidate them. The act of calling out family members or calling out public officials, calling out people who are not involved. And this goes back to people like Jesse Waters and Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Channel, where they would just go and stalk public officials, like high school principals and teachers and shit like that, and show up in their driveway and start a call. People who have no media training whatsoever, who aren't engaged in the day-to-day political discourse, and then assaulting them and taking all of that shit out of context. I mean, talk about taking things out of context. So there's a long history of Republicans pointing out just regular people, non-combatants, as I like to call them, and endangering them, because the broader context is not just, oh, here's this woman who happens to be Judge Mershon's daughter and she doesn't like Trump or whatever. It's all housed in this idea that we need to seek retribution against our enemies. We need to punish our enemies. It's us versus them. It's no longer I'm running to be the president of the entire United States, as Barack Obama used to commonly say. It's now I'm running to be the president of you, the MAGA movement, and they are our enemy, the other Americans, the 82 million people who voted against Donald Trump in 2020. They're the enemies. Donald Trump has said point blank that the number one enemy, the number one threat to the United States is from radical left Democrats. And so you're communicating to people who are reactionary, who hear and operate with eliminationist rhetoric all the time, who have massive stockpiles of firearms and just can't wait to use them. I talk about this all the time. Where, yeah, if you've got a big car collection like Jay Leno in an airplane hangar somewhere, you want to go there and drive those cars around, don't you? Likewise, if you have a giant collection of firearms in your compound, because usually these people don't live in a property in a house, they live in a compound. And so,
oh, no, I live in a South Bob. Trust me, plenty of them are right next door.
Yeah.
Like in every, like in like the nice neighborhoods with the manicured lawns.
Mm-hmm.
But they have these incredibly, this violent fantasy life.
Yeah.
Where they're constantly thinking about,
mm-hmm,
the black people coming for them.
Yeah, yeah.
To put them in a camp. And it's just like, you know, they see the world through this lens of fear and, mm-hmm, rage.
We're going to talk about that specifically, the racism side of all of this, when we get into the Francis Scott Key bridge disaster.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Which we, Buzz and I talked about this a little bit on Tuesday, only because it happened right before the show. And so we discussed whatever details we had at the time. But now there's this whole new dimension where Republicans are saying, oh, that's because of black guy. That's because
what?
DEI.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're blaming
DEI. Because it was built in the 70s. There were so many,
yeah,
people in Maryland in the 70s.
I'm right. Bleeding in my brain. Wait.
Yes.
They've, yeah, wait.
David has short-circuited.
You could. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't understand. Was the engineer of the bridge a black person?
No, they're just saying the fact that the company has a DEI policy, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, I know.
Allegedly,
that.
I mean, I don't know that it actually does. I have no idea.
Every company should have one.
Jody, do you know? Does it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It's just speculation on there. But Laura Loomer's got it even better. But Go on.
Essentially,
this is back to the whole, like, if your cookie doesn't fit into your glass, it's Obama's fault thing. Yeah, like,
exactly. I mean, right.
It's like a bridge fell down. Oh, it must be a damn N-word's fault. You know, like.
Oh, and it's Pete Buttigieg's fault because the bridge was built 4 years before.
Because the
bridge
was gay?
Yeah.
No, it was built 4 years before he was born, and he's the transportation secretary. But then others don't want the federal government to help Maryland rebuild it like they helped us here in California with the problem on the 10.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem as a taxpayer helping.
How about
the people
racism broke that bridge because it was named after Francis Scott Key, who's the lyricist who wrote our god awful racist national anthem?
And he's a slave owner. He was a slave owner too. Okay, so you know what we're gonna do?
Yeah,
we're gonna...
okay. Slave ownership is what killed the Key Bridge, folks. We're going with that.
That's right. We're gonna get into this a little bit more. We're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we'll dive into this ridiculousness from the Republicans about this, because DEI is the new woke. It's like the new dog whistle for the N-word. And that's what they're making a big deal about in this election year. And so we'll talk about that, plus what the Biden administration plans to do about repairing the bridge and a whole lot more. Plus, oh, we got to talk about Donald Trump's Bible. Donald Trump's God Bless the USA Bible. That's what it's called, in cooperation with Lee Greenwood, the God Bless the USA guy.
Well, it's his Bible,
go,
apparently.
Like, bang my head on the sharp corner of my desk for a minute.
Okay,
now, the Bible, apparently, Lee Greenwood's been selling for years, and he doesn't think the left hates Christianity, by the way. So good for him.
It's so ridiculous. Just grifting off the Bible during Holy Week.
I mean, I guess having a Bible autographed by the actual Antichrist is kind of a thing. You know, that's a relic you might actually want.
All right, short break. Back with more podcasts right after these words.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed. He would look like an idiot quoting scripture. I mean, the idea that he tried to do 2 Corinthians 13, which is about love. It's a nice one. But that he blew it and said 2 Corinthians walk into a bar and, you know,
I
whatever.
I thought he was going to say walk right. into a bar. I really did.
I know. But this is their guy. This is the religious rights guy. And this guy worships a thing, but it ain't Jesus. It's money. Money is his God. And all the preachers on TV, money is their God too. They will sell you tubs of dehydrated Mexican food if you give them $150. And they will tell you to use this tub of dehydrated Mexican food as a table until you need it in the apocalypse, which is coming. So please, you know, give us your money. It's so sad and it's so sick. And he has learned that grift. Now he's down to being Jim Baker. Don't have time to listen to the live show? Want to hear more on your schedule? Go to randyrhodes.com and buy a stinking podcast.
Bob Seska. All time favorites all day long.
The clown said to the doctor, I'm feeling a little blue. The doctor said, now listen, man, I'll tell you what we'll do. Oh, oh, hey, hey, oh, oh, hey. The clown, he bled, and then he said, Bob. Broadway Archie is my name. Daddy told Judge Carter it wasn't by my will. Carter said to Patty, the beans are already spilled.
Oh, oh, the great Matt Jaffe.
This is like a rock and roll tango. I love it.
It's nice.
God, Matt Jaffe rules the school. And the video for this was animated by Bill Plimpton. The great Bill Plimpton, one of the most legendary animators of our time. And just a wonderful song, wonderful music video. I got a link in the description to download it. Matt Jaffe is one of the best of the best here on the show. BobSeska.com/music to submit your work to the show. And while you're at BobSeska.com, don't forget to click the link for the brand new store under the logo and go shopping in the Bob Seska Show Mall. I've decided to call it a mall. That's how I'm branding it, because it's fun.
So
I like
it's
it.
Fun. It's throwback.
Let's go to the mall.
Thank you, David. That's great. We should turn that into a jingle.
That's from the How I Met Your Mother.
I believe so.
Maybe, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a character
yeah,
who...
Yeah, what's-her-face's character
she was an 80s teen star
yeah.
who
she
had
was
a
like,
hit song.
The Alanis Morissette of her day.
Okay, so the Biden administration has pledged to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after the 984-foot cargo ship hit a pillar, causing it to collapse. 6 people are presumed dead. It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstruction on the bridge, Biden said. I expect the Congress to support my effort. And, of course, Republicans are already screaming about that. No, no, no. Why are you going to spend federal money, you know, to build a bridge on an interstate?
It's a huge port that helps the it's like helping the port of Los Angeles or the port of New York. It's like, dude, we need that port to work. We need that bridge to be repaired.
Yes.
So I'm fine as a Californian who will probably never drive across that bridge in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it. Take my dollars. Go.
Yeah. Well, plus.
How fucking terrifying must it have been for the people in their vehicles on the.
I know. Well, fortunately.
Oh, thank God the people. I mean, they called Mayday. This is why when they were saying, oh, it's a terrorist attack, they wouldn't have said Mayday.
No.
And two, they would not have done it at 1:30 in the morning. They would have done it at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Rush hour.
Yeah.
Or rush hour, anytime in the rush hour. And there are things that California bridges, if that same thing happened, because the ship was going very, very fast and it was huge, so they couldn't stop it without power.
Yeah.
California.
Somebody asked the woman from the National Transportation Safety Board when she was doing a press conference why the ship didn't just drop anchor.
Well, they did drop an anchor. Idiots. It just didn't stop.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
they
dragged
the anchor.
Yeah.
But this the thing, like in California, because people are concerned about the Golden Gate Bridge and other bridges that we have, because we're earthquake country, how we build our bridges, especially over water, is very different than how they did it in the 70s in Maryland. So most likely when they rebuild those pylons, they will make them more like how we do it here.
And they will add something called dolphins. I learned that they're they're bumpers that are on the
they're
pylons.
They're not actual swimming dolphins around and go, Faw loves Paw. They're not that kind of dolphin.
I wish I could do the Stephanie Miller dolphin sound. I can't do that. But,
she does this weird thing with her cheek. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she like puffs her cheeks out and then taps her cheek and it makes the dolphin noise. But regardless.
I can't do it.
Yeah, and so what happened with the Mayday call, they were able to block traffic just at like the last second. So they minimized the number of cars that were actually on the bridge when it collapsed. Mm-hmm. But there were still cars on the bridge. Right. And so what a nightmare that had to have been.
Yeah.
So
I just can't. I just thinking about it. I mean, I have too vivid an imagination.
I know. I'm driving
drop,
up that way.
And then the cold water.
I'm
probably would get knocked out by the impact. Right.
Yeah,
and then you wake up with when the water starts to come, you know.
Oh, no way. I don't even want to think about that. It's making me nauseous. See, but the thing that...
This is how my brain works. Anytime there's any kind of disaster, that's immediately I'm like in there feeling the bullets hit me or, you know, like that stupid brain.
Well, the thing is, there are two different counterattacks happening here from the Republicans. One, this was an intentional thing. This was a terrorist attack where they hacked the ship somehow and shut off the power. Letting it just
why can
float?
They ever just fucking be helpful for once?
I mean, they can't. It's impossible.
It's constitutionally incapable.
Yeah, exactly.
Of not being dickheads and getting everything 180 degrees wrong.
So there's the conspiracy theory, and then there's the DEI incompetence argument. So the fact that they have diversity, equity, and inclusion, and which is basically their new way of attacking woke or the N-word, basically saying the N-word without saying it, or talking about things like affirmative action. This is their attack line for this election year. And they're saying now that this was a matter of incompetence. Like, well, black people can't do this, because they're at the same time saying that women shouldn't be airline pilots. This is what the mainstream Republican Party and members of it are talking about.
This is not endearing you to the public, folks. I mean, this is not, you're not exactly going out of your way to woo the next generation of Republican voters.
Yeah, or certainly not swing voters. Yeah.
Like every time they come out of it, every time they get shellacked and come out of the election, all their polling says, well, the problem is that your demographic is a bunch of white people that didn't go to college, and that number is shrinking. So maybe you should and they just can't, because it really is all about racism and resentment.
We were talking about this with Cliff yesterday on the show. Is I wonder if the Republicans understand that by tethering themselves to this kind of extremism, and mainly centered around Donald Trump himself, that they're actually damaging themselves electorally, that Donald Trump is just destroying the Republican Party, and they don't see it. In fact, they're making it more likely that he will actually succeed in destroying the Republican Party, on top of the fact that he's making it less likely for the Republicans to have electoral success because of his money suck, which is happening right now, because of the fact that just Donald Trump being anywhere near an election means a losing election.
I mean, it's like I keep using going back to the addiction model. They know it's bad for them, but it makes them feel better.
Right.
And they can't stop because the hate feels so good.
Yeah,
and it gives, like, you know, the way they rope every single thing that happens into their resentment, like by blaming a bridge collapse on DEI, it's like it separates their whole world into neat and orderly little boxes.
Yeah.
But it really, like... Go ahead.
Did you guys hear Lara Trump on a NBC interview where she was asked, like, well, what about all the, you know, people that can't afford a lawyer are now donating money for a billionaire to pay his lawyer's fees? And then she laughed that off, going, oh, if you don't need a lawyer, you've done something right. Well, no. Yes. But really, do you need a lawyer, Lara? But the other thing she said goes, well, that's a different fund than the RNC, because legally the RNC cannot pay those bills.
Uh-huh.
But when you donate to Donald, you're donating part of what you're donating to the RNC and another part to this fund to raise money for his legal fees.
Right.
And she goes, you can opt out of it. So the minute you donate, you're already donating to his legal campaign, his legal fees, without knowing that. So you have to literally uncheck something.
And I got to say, the donors themselves are not, I'm suspecting, super sophisticated.
No, they're not. I mean, there are people that have lost a ton of money because, like, they donated $20 once and they keep taking $20 out every month.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that you could uncheck that because it's automatically checked. And it's like people have lost livelihoods. They've lost their Social Security checks. I mean, and people are mad. So I think that has turned as many people that voted for him in 2020. First off, a lot of them are dead.
Yeah.
And secondly, a lot of them feel like they've been ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think, I mean, as shocking as it was that he got more votes in 2020 than in 2016 after everything he did, I don't think it's going to, I'm hoping for a, sorry, Stephanie, Goldwater Miller or Ronald Reagan kind of blowout, like Ramaswamy wants, but he wants it differently, to, you know, prove that motherfucker is not supposed to be back in office.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with that, Jody, and I've been thinking about exactly what you're talking about, and I think what they're going to conclude is they're going to conclude the wrong thing from that. They're going to continue to lose elections like they did in Alabama this week, and what they're going to say, but what they're going to say is, oh, we didn't lose that. That was stolen. That election was stolen. It was rigged. You know, that's the big excuse now. They can thrust everything through like a Play-Doh factory. They can shove it through the prism of, oh, that was rigged. And that's going to be the constant excuse. And until they recognize that it's not rigged, it's just that Donald Trump sucks. He's weak. He's a loser. And the loserness is contagious. And it's spreading out to all of the other Republicans because they're all attaching their wagons to the Donald Trump shitty star, the Donald Trump jetpack made of beef. And so
except
that's
people like Ken Buck and the other guy, Gallagher, who's leaving just in time for them to not be able to have a special election.
I know, it's so great. But
I love that.
Yes, it was so perfect, so well-timed. And what's happening in the House of Representatives is so much fun. But let's talk about Alabama and the special election down there, because that was a big fucking deal. And along the lines of what we've been seeing in every election so far, where the Democrats are significantly overperforming the polls, significantly overperforming the Republicans. Even in some of the ones where the Democrat actually lost, it was like wafer thin, the margin, right, where the Democrats should have been blown out. So Democrat Marilyn Lanz on Tuesday decisively won an Alabama state house seat in a long-held Republican district, notching a special election victory after centering her campaign on promoting access to abortion and IVF. In 2022, Marilyn Lanz lost to Republican David Cole. And do we know why David Cole had to resign his seat in the Alabama House?
He was in the wrong district or something? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, voter fraud. He was convicted of voter fraud. Republican David Cole convicted of voter fraud. Did I mention he's a Republican? Yes, he's a Republican convicted of voter fraud. So Marilyn Lanz lost that election in 2022 to David Cole, 52-45. Tuesday, in the same district, Lanz defeated Republican Teddy Powell 62-37, running on, as we said, IVF and abortion access. That is enormous. That is a 17-point swing between 2022
in Alabama.
That's right. So
I think this is what happens when you get high on your own supply.
Yeah.
When you live in an information bubble, and everyone around you talks the same stupid Fox News bullshit you do.
Yeah.
But like the America at large, I don't think wants to go backwards. And I think about the whole thing. They just passed the anti-trans laws in Georgia that prohibit minors from getting any kind of gender affirming care. But, you know, I remember in 2004 when Karl Rove put same-sex marriage on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And every state in the union, pretty much, I think, except for two, voted it down. And then 10 years later,
in 2008 when they had it on the ballot here, it was Prop 8.
Yeah.
And it was worded poorly that voting yes meant we're
no,
and turning it down, and voting no meant yes. So it was just – it was – you know, when those motherfuckers write that shit, they write it so that people that are reasonable won't vote the right way.
Oh, yeah. The wording of some of these ballot initiatives is ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm glad to see that Democrats have taken that process back and are using it to circumvent all these Republican state legislatures. So that's all good.
We actually had a state ballot initiative that's like, should state legislative initiatives be written in the clearest possible style?
Yes.
Well, I think Joe Biden has a shot in Florida. And I'm going way out on a limb. Likelihood is that he's not going to win Florida. But I think he's got a shot. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. First of all, he's got a money advantage. Second of all, there is possibly a pro-abortion ballot initiative that is going
to
be placed on the ballot.
Today, I think there was a ballot initiative today about it.
Okay. So hopefully that will actually be a thing. That'll be on the November ballot. If it is, it's going to drive out a lot of women voters to support
there's
that.
There's a lot of college students that live there.
I feel like one of the great things about DeSantis's just spectacular failure on the national stage is that it made him even less popular at home, and he barely squeaked into office.
Yeah.
So it just... I have to hand it to you, Bob. Everyone was like, oh, we're scared of DeSantis. And Bob was like, no, he's 5.38 inches high. And
he's got a whiny, plaintive voice. And
he's just not magnetic. He's the opposite of, he's like,
he's like Scott Walker.
Yeah. Right.
Or Rick Scott. He's been taking Riz lessons from Rick Scott and Joe Manchin.
Yeah. There's a lot of hype.
Rick Scott made it to governor and he's a senator. So there is some weird thing about Nosferatu.
Yeah. He had a lot of hype, no substance. That's the thing with. And the crazy thing about DeSantis is he made his popularity by imitating Donald Trump and then went up against Donald Trump. So it was like a confused brand. Okay. Well, he's acting like Donald Trump and he's repeating a lot of he's done a lot of Trump like things as governor of Florida. But now he hates Donald Trump? I don't understand. So I think there were a lot of confused Republicans who were just like, well, fuck that guy. So
I don't understand how anyone looked at Donald Trump and went, I'm going to go into this race against him, but not piss him off.
Right.
Because Donald Trump, I mean, he hates anyone who tries to compete with him for attention, even his own children.
Yeah, he does.
So, he won't be ignored, David. He just won't be ignored.
If I was a Republican, I would have come out swinging.
Yeah.
And just been
That's
like...
That's what Chris Christie did.
Yep.
Yeah, but Chris Christie had too much baggage already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he also had too much just history following him around. But,
yeah.
And Nikki Haley sort of did it, but because she worked for him, that didn't help her either.
She waited too long, too.
Yes.
She was too... I mean, that's what I mean by coming out, like coming from your corner with your guard up, throwing haymakers, because it just... The guy is... You've seen him. Nothing is sacred.
No.
He will, you know, start ripping down things off the wall to throw at you if he has to. So,
well, before we get into Trump's Bible commercial here in a second, there's more Republican voter fraud in the news today. A judge ruled Wednesday that the Georgia Republican Party's first vice chairman, Brian K. Pritchard, violated state election laws when he voted 9 times while serving probation for a felony check forgery sentence. Pritchard is a conservative talk show host, like the thousands and thousands of others. He must pay a $5,000 fine and receive a public reprimand from the state election board, according to the decision by administrative law judge Lisa Boggs.
It's so novel. We haven't had a forger in a while. I mean, we've had child molesters, gangsters, criminals, Russian proxies, but forger.
Yeah.
It's kind of an old school, like, back from the war. What are you doing? I've been kiting checks all over town kind of crime, you know? Like,
he's got one of those printing presses where he's making fake or like counterfeit money, like the old timey crooks. So this guy not only was convicted of felony check forgery, but then while he was on probation, he voted 9 times illegally. He's not allowed to vote. You get disenfranchised when you're convicted of a felony, which would be amazing.
In some states, not all states.
Not all states.
In some states, yes.
But certainly in Georgia. So that's clearly the case. Voted 9 times. What an idiot. Again, Republicans are the only ones who are intentionally committing voter fraud. You're not seeing Democrats
doing
this.
Yeah. That name sounds familiar.
Brian Pritchard. K. Pritchard. Yes.
I think he may be from like my hometown. I got to look that up.
Sounds like an old timey, like Dust Bowl era politician. Like
a deputy sheriff from Selma, Alabama in 1965. Yeah, totally.
That guy from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Who's got the little person with the broom as he's campaigning.
Right.
Is you is or is you ain't my constituency. Is what he said. Anyway, so we're going to take a short break, come back and talk about Trump's Bible commercial. This is going to be fun. Stand by, more podcast right after these words.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, this is John Fugelsang of SiriusXM, and every morning as part of my parole, we bring you a condensed version of last night's show as the John Fugelsang Podcast. Our guest list has ranged from Brian Wilson to Rakim, Julie Andrews to Ashanti, Willie Nelson to Smokey Robinson, from Mark Hamill to The Who to R.E.M., from Bernie Sanders to Chris Christie, Tyler Perry to Carol Burnett. We've got the best journalists, most qualified opinions, and some of the best comics with the most unqualified opinions. The John Fugelsang Podcast. Get it wherever fine podcasts can be downloaded.
Give my heart so soon, not this time, but one where I'm in command.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Time to get to know.
I'm listening to this song on loop right now, just to reassure me that we're going to be fine.
Yeah. I'm listening to this song Breathe right now. It's just every now and then I go, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe.
Yeah, this is the great Dave Moulter and his latest single, link in the description, of course, at BobSeska.com. Yeah, just go find this episode at BobSeska.com, dated 3/28/24. Click that link, scroll down, and you'll find links to support all the independent recording artists on the show. Thank you. Okay.
Actually, Jody, if you want another song with kind of the same lyrics, Just Breathe, look up Telepop Music and the T-E-L-E-P-O-P-M-U-Z-I-K. It was in a TV commercial for a car or something, but it's... so blissful. Anyway, as you were.
Yeah, and don't if you want to feel better, don't listen to the song by Sia called "Breathe Me." It'll just make you cry.
Oh God, no!
It does. It makes me cry every time because I think about that season finale or the series finale of 6 Feet Under, where that song was featured. And
oh God!
It destroys me. Yeah,
I'm not gonna say it. It's been a while. I'm gonna go ahead and do a spoiler on that one.
Okay.
When Claire died in the fast forward at the end, I just
completely
went to pieces.
Yeah.
But see, I feel like everyone on Earth is a 6 feet. It's like the new astrology. I am a Claire with a David rising, right? Like, you are a total Nate, Bob.
Yeah.
You want everyone to get along, and you want to like talk about our feelings. Jody, I think you are also possibly a Claire.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you were... Jody was a good kid. And I was... Yeah, Claire's...
You know who Jody reminds me of every time I see the character? Stevie on Schitt's Creek. That every time... Stevie is just this cool friend who has all the coolest things to say and smart as hell. But every time I see Stevie on Schitt's Creek and I see her interacting with David or whatever, I'm like... That's like, she's so much like Jody. It reminds me of Jody. That's like my relationship with Jody. Yeah.
Checks in the mail.
And she was also on Terry Metalis's 12 Monkeys series. She played the Brad Pitt character in the TV series, and just completely different performance by that same actor.
She's a hell of an actor. She's
really is. Okay, so let's talk about Donald Trump's new Bible, his God Bless the USA Bible.
Oh, good God.
Here's what he wrote, first of all, on Truth Central.
Truth Central.
He said, "Happy Holy Week."
You know, someone had to tell him it's Holy
Week. About that.
But he just learned the day before that this is Holy Week.
Right.
Or maybe 15 minutes before that you wrote the tweet.
So he said, "Happy Holy Week."
Can you imagine those two people in the same room? I mean, first we have to like acknowledge Jesus is like, you know, medieval, Middle Eastern Jewish kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
He ain't the white guy that we all saw. He ain't Willem Dafoe, who was a great Jeebus. But, I mean, and he's not. All the people that have portrayed him besides, I think, Blair Underwood played him once, don't look like him at all.
But Jesus.
Have you ever seen that meme? It's like, name something that's in the Bible or something that's not in the Bible that people think is in the Bible. And I'm like, white people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Abortion.
Yeah. I love it when Howard Stern refers to Jesus as having a swimmer's body.
No, dude. CrossFit. CrossFit.
So he said, "Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again." As we lead into
prayed in his life.
Yeah. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible. So here's Donald Trump talking about his Bible in association with Lee Greenwood.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA?
I don't. I don't love his song, God Bless the USA.
I've never
I'm
heard
just
it. So
saying it's horrendous. I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
Oh, it's
that's Toby Keith.
No, that's Lee Greenwood. That's Lee Greenwood. God Bless the USA. I'm proud to be an American.
When they built that's what South Park made fun of when they built a ladder to heaven.
Yeah, but it's also grammatically incorrect. He said, Lee Greenwood sings, and I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Where pertaining to American, which doesn't make any sense.
Southern.
Yeah.
Where is where you stand?
Right.
You see, where I'm, because like, now I was in the wrong where I said to her, you know, that's kind of how, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would urge everyone to Google Mitt Romney Lee Greenwood meatloaf.
Why?
For the 2012
that just
campaign.
Sounds weird. Because is it Meatloaf the singer or Lee Greenwood?
Meatloaf
the singer,
and it's Lee Greenwood, okay. And it's Mitt Romney at a rally, and Meatloaf is wasted, and his
of
mic
course he
is way too loud, mm-hmm. and they are singing God Bless America, and poor, I mean, Meatloaf just starts, it's unbelievable.
It absolutely. Is like,
yeah.
But was he so hammered he couldn't sing?
Oh my God. Couldn't sing doesn't even scratch it. I mean, it's. Like it's just unbelievable. But like, and poor Lee Greenwood's looking around like, what's happening? I don't even know where I am. And like, yeah, hey, crown,
Romney,
good,
you know,
with,
okay.
You know, and, yeah. And Mitt Romney has just gone into total like paranoid android. But
right,
his eyes
right.
are
absolutely.
Well, he can't like, sing either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And by the way, we are officially 7 seconds into this. So hunker down because this is gonna be, clearly it's going to be a long segment.
In connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible.
Okay, that's weird. In promoting the God Bless, the USA Bible is how he's saying it. Mm-hmm. The God Bless, the USA Bible. It's like two separate sentences. He's like
somehow
saying,
I hear the unnecessary capitalizations anyway, though. Like, it's weird. I hear him talking his tweets now.
Yeah. I just don't get that. The God Bless, the USA Bible. It's just a weird way to say it.
With promoting the God Bless, the USA Bible. This Bible is
such
the King James
weirdo.
Version and also includes our founding
It's the King James Version, or as Rocky Mountain Mike said, the Burger King James Version. That was a winning joke, Mike. I just got to hand it to you. That was a good one. Here we go.
The documents, yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard.
Wow. Very hard.
To keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this.
Okay, so first of all, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are the same document, you fucking moron. Mm-hmm. He said it's got the Constitution, which I'm protecting, plus it's got the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Yes! Oh my God.
Pledge of Allegiance and the lyrics to My Way by Frank Sinatra.
This guy was already president, and he doesn't know that the Bill of Rights is part of the Constitution.
It's the first 10 amendments.
Yes, of course it is. he's a moron.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard. To keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this.
So what happens if suddenly there's a secession and they all decide to leave, all the red states decide to secede from the Union? And they've
you know
got
what?
The...
How did we go there from here?
Yeah, well, they got... But they'll have the United States Constitution in Donald Trump's Bible. Even though they're then rejecting the Constitution by seceding. Yes. I don't think they've thought this through.
He'll just print another round and make more money off the jack, you know, the sucker's then. Like,
Jesus Christ.
God bless the USA Bible. And it's very important.
See, he did it again.
He didn't say United
God
States.
Bless the USA Bible. It's like my brother pointed out to me that ChatGPT, if you say it in French, it's ChatGPT,
yeah.
Which means wait. Cat, I farted, right?
It's like he's saying God bless to the USA Bible. He's like, oh, look, there's the USA Bible. God bless the USA Bible.
It just, like I said, it always feels like he's not read the book and he's trying to do the book report on Monday. And
yeah.
And the other things are things he's never read either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's just like the God-given, the faith-protected traditions that as God-blessed Americans, the Christian values we all fight for in God's godly godishness, yeah. You know.
75 million people going, oh, yes, exactly. Yes, so articulate. God damn it.
The chosen one, even.
Yeah, the chosen one.
He plays that.
God...
He plays that.
Yeah.
When he goes, I heard it today. He plays... A fucking audio that says on June 16th, 1946, God ordained that this man would be president and blah, blah, blah. And it's seriously?
It's totally a cult. It's a religious cult is what it is. And they're worshiping Donald Trump. That's all. That's
religious is being awfully kind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's just a hate and death cult.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
People have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country.
No one ever seen it before. Like no one's ever. It's unprecedented. Yeah, just yeah.
Yes.
They get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
What is it? 70% of Americans are Christian, identify as. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's like 85%.
No, I don't think it's as high as 85%, but it's high. And it depends on what part of Christianity you are. So it's like.
And go to a high school football game on a Friday night in any state south of Maryland.
Yeah.
Or Pennsylvania, and they will begin that shit with a prayer to Jesus, not just to God. You know, no matter how many Jewish kids there are on the team, or no matter the fact that it's the middle of like Ramadan right now, and there's Muslim kids on the team or whatever. No,
yeah,
Rachel, we all have to listen to pastors talk to Jesus.
Rachel Bitticoffer posted a video on Twitter of an alleged mega church where they did basically like one of those monster trucks.
I saw that.
Where it's not a monster truck, it's a tank that comes out and drives over a bunch of cars, and there's like fireworks and American flags everywhere and a bunch of screaming red hats, and they're having a ball, and it's a church.
I know. I showed that to Lonnie. He goes, "Wait, you said that's a church?" I'm like, "Yep."
This is really, there's some fucked up shit. Jeff Charlotte's book, man, is
a must read.
They're desperate
to get some asses in the pews because people are mostly, I mean, like I said, it's not, Americans are not getting more religious.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're getting more secular.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Except these people are worshiping Donald Trump to the exclusion of their formerly Christian values, right?
Of Jesus. Because if they actually followed Jesus, they wouldn't follow Donald.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And I truly believe that we need to bring them back.
Oh, wait a second. What was that? Do you have a little short circuit there?
Blah, 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 blah.
And I really believe.
I just feel like, don't you think if God was actually going to send an agent to Earth, that he would at least have clothes that fit?
Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. Mm. And I truly believe that we need.
Yeah.
And I truly believe. What was that?
And he doesn't have a stutter, kids. So.
No, no. And God, where's the New York Times editorial page? He just said, I truly believe.
And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going
bring it back for ass?
Fast. Bring it back for ass. Wouldn't that be funny if he actually did say that? No, he said, but we have to bring it back fast.
We've lost religion in our country.
No.
I don't know how he manages to talk while like he's holding the Bible upside down.
No, he held it upright this time.
Yeah, this time he knew how to carry it.
It still sounds like he's just, I don't know, it's like, what is, like, it's like a monkey coming across an object it doesn't understand. You know?
Yes!
Like,
yeah. Yep, he goes on to say it's his favorite book. Just listen.
It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we...
It's like, it's my favorite book. It's better than Misery by Stephen King.
Mein Kampf is his favorite book. Yeah, Mein Kampf is his favorite book.
Do you think
book.
He's ever read a whole book?
No.
No.
No, absolutely not. I don't think
he's
he has the patience
there's
for
there's audiobooks on, and he won't even take the time to listen to an audiobook at this point.
Yeah, yeah. He's just saying this
because... Well, no, he'd have to stop talking.
Yeah. Well, what he's doing, he's saying all this to pander to the Red Hats. That's all this is.
Oh, you know that. I know that.
Yeah, they don't know that. No. They're unaware that he's pandering to them. No.
Have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important.
It's making America great again is our religion, he said.
No.
That's he's just declaring. He's saying outright that the MAGA movement is a religion. That's what he just said. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if he eventually applied for tax-free status as a religion.
Don't give him any fucking ideas, Bob. Seriously. So,
I know this is one of those things where John Fugelsang goes, shh, Bob, shh. I know I shouldn't say those things out loud. Jesus.
It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are
as if he's
going to
get there.
Yeah, right. He has no idea.
We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must...
He's God.
God. He's pro God. You know, he's got that God thing. It's just,
if God wanted protection, God would protect himself. I'm just saying, he's God. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
It also just, it sounds like he's talking, like he's put whatever, he's just pushing a product here, like gold.
Yeah.
Just change out the word gold and he's trying to get us to buy coins.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Or steaks or vodka or sneakers or NFTs or, I mean, it's just, I am surprised any actual Christian would bother with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
But
they
are brainwashed by this motherfucker.
Yep.
And some of them are coming out of it slowly. I think this is going to help some of them come out of it.
Yeah.
Because some of them are deeply religious. And they're like, wait, what the fuck? $60 for a Bible. Oh, and did you play it yet? I have him everywhere in my house. Yeah, he lives at a hotel.
Well spotted. Wait, that's where's the bell? We need the bell. Yes, you don't get to take credit for what the Gideons did, you jackhole.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that's genius. All right.
Defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Ugh.
Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but...
I don't know if I want Donald Trump referring to me as special. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now.
He did it again! Why does he have to take a break? Why does he have to take a breath between God Bless and the USA Bible?
Because when he actually says the word God, it stings.
That's right. He's got God Bless. Ow, ow.
It's the like USA Bible. He tried to take Damien into the church. You know, and he went completely berserk. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it burns. It burns. The USA Bible. Now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it.
There you
have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you. And God bless the USA.
I thought he was going to say the United States.
United States. He knows better now.
Dude. I need a fucking Silkwood shower after that. It's just like,
I know,
so fucking sleazy and insincere. And you see these like stupid boomer memes where they're just like, you know, whatever happened to common sense? And I wanted to ask you, like, seriously, y'all, whatever happened to common sense?
Yeah.
Why do you look at these people and go, yeah, they're on the level?
Right. Right.
You know, why do you look at
that's what I keep saying. It's an obvious scam. It's so obvious. And they're like, oh, this is genuine. I can't believe he's so cool. And he speaks
to tells it like it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, those of you who are concerned about Truth Central going public and the fact that just on paper, Donald Trump is worth $3 to $6 billion or whatever it is. Just remember, this was his brilliant idea about, I don't know, 10 years ago.
When it comes to great stakes, I've just raised the stakes. The Sharper Image is one of my favorite stores with fantastic products.
He's never been inside a Sharper Image.
Of all kinds.
No, he's just seen them on the
screen. Who shops for food at Sharper Image?
Nobody.
Like, nobody.
It's not like they already had a freezer in there.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I know. And what's funny is like, I forgot my. I'm going to go over here now.
Well, yeah, he thought that, you know, if people are browsing around Sharper Image for vibrators and massage chairs, they say, oh, shit, I forgot to pick up steaks for dinner tonight. Oh, thank God Trump steaks are here. They totally won't make me sick. I'll buy a couple of steaks.
It's like gas station sushi. Like,
yes,
why?
Yes.
I mean, like, if you want sushi, why are you at the gas station?
Two people that lived in Hawaii know better.
But the bottom line is that Truth Central is going to fail. It's going to be a penny stock before you know
That's what it is. If I had enough money to buy Truth Central stock right now, I would totally buy it and then short sell it.
That's exactly what
you
need.
I bought it yesterday. If I had enough money to buy like 100,000 shares yesterday, I'd sit on it and then sell it like Monday.
That's, you know what? A very Trump-style tactic would be to do that, where everyone short sells Truth Central. And by the way,
a lot of people are going to short sell. The wealthy are going to short sell it, and then it'll be worth nothing, like everything else he's ever done.
The stock ticker, the stock ticker on NASDAQ is DJT, by the way. So that's how you find it. I know. That's how you short sell it. Just buy a bunch of DJT, short sell it, and that'll actually drag the stock price down. But you know what would be more fun?
I feel like these are the seminal experiences of our time. It's like getting talked down to by incredibly rich mediocrities. Yeah. And watching things that should already be underground fall slow, like Twitter and the Cybertruck and Trump's candidacy. It's like, just, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, we know they're valueless. We know Truth Central isn't worth this, you know.
Yeah, no, it's going to fail like every other Trump thing. Like, why would anyone start to believe, like, oh, well, this is going to be his big hit? Like, I said, the social
part of the investment thing is about how all of his shit's failed. Somebody read it on the air on Tom Hartman, I believe, yesterday. Like, okay, all of these things have failed. So if you invest in this, there's no guarantee that you're going to make money because this, and this bankruptcy.
There's a guarantee
that
you won't make money.
Yeah.
And I really hope Joe Biden's campaign gets a hold of that because it's public.
Yeah. Okay, so Shadow Docket's coming up next on the Patreon page, patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Just sign up for $5 a month and you're all set. It's an easy process. You can also download the app and participate in the app. Listen on the app. You get notifications on all that good stuff, too. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to talk about how the New York Post is a fucking joke. That and a lot more coming up next. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.